Good morning, I'm Tommy Helm, and welcome to another edition of Tree Huggers International from the studios of KBZT, FM 94.9 in San Diego. Tree Huggers International is a weekly natural science and environmental affairs program dedicated to the preservation of parks, wildlands, and special places, from the beaches to the mountains to the deserts. This is Tree Huggers International. Be careful and use this show with caution, because you might just learn something. We here at Tree Huggers International are very pleased for the second year in a row to be the media sponsor of the Wild and Scenic Environmental Film Festival presented by our friends at Pro Peninsula. The film festival is happening this year at the Ultrastar Cinema at Hazard Center in San Diego's Mission Valley. And instead of one date, this year it's grown to two dates, March 23rd and March 25th, with the screenings both days getting underway at 7 p.m. The Wild and Scenic Environmental Film Festival is a great opportunity to see movies you may not see anywhere else. And while a great deal of content is available today on the web, seeing these movies in the theater, on the big screen, with an excited crowd makes for a very special and fun movie-going experience. Last year, some of the festival's highlights included the stunning story of Alaskan salmon threatened by the world's largest open-pit mine in the movie Red Gold. And also the story of the Gervais family in Pasadena, which has created a sustainable, eco-friendly farm and source for family food right in their own yard in the movie Homegrown. And we here at Tree Huggers International are very much looking forward to the collection of features and shorts in this year's festival. And joining us today from Pro Peninsula to talk more about this year's Wild and Scenic Environmental Film Festival and talk about Pro Peninsula's current projects and initiatives is Juliana Schroeder, the Communications and Marketing Manager of Pro Peninsula. Also joining us today is one of Pro Peninsula's most avid supporters, a person who has been actively involved with the Pro Peninsula community and fundraising events for years, and this year's co-MC for the Wild and Scenic Environmental Film Festival, Rachel Tuck. Juliana, Rachel, very nice to have you here. Welcome to Tree Huggers International.
Thank you, Tommy.
Thanks, Tommy.
It's really good to have you guys here today. And also, special today, it's nice to have Wittenberg alum joining us as well.
So,
there we go, Rachel. Very nice to have the two of you here today. And I want to talk about the film festival. I mean, there's a lot going on with that, but you guys have had a big 6 months. You merged with the Ocean Foundation, correct?
That's correct. Back in August, Pro Peninsula is now under the Ocean Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization that's based in D.C. It does projects at an international level, and they focus on strengthening and supporting organizations that dedicate themselves to ocean conservation.
Now, how long has the Ocean Foundation been around, and how did the Ocean Foundation and Pro Peninsula first come in contact?
Well, the Ocean Foundation has been a big part of Pro Peninsula since the beginning. It's actually a fun fact to know the president of the Ocean Foundation, Mark Spalding, was the mentor of Cam Adine and Chris Pacenti, who founded Pro Peninsula back in 2001. So it's really great to be a part of their group when they've helped us throughout the whole development of Pro Peninsula. Everything that we've created has been together with them. They've been an advisory group for us.
Do you have to do a lot more grant writing, or is there less grant writing involved? Because you're not necessarily a nonprofit anymore.
Well, Pro Peninsula is now a fund under the Ocean Foundation, who is a nonprofit group. So we still do the fundraising and the grant writing for the Pro Peninsula Fund. What the Ocean Foundation provides for us is the administration of our work and our finances, and also the legal background. So we still do a lot of the fundraising and a lot of the grant writing, and they just provide more support on that side too.
And does that enable the folks at Pro Peninsula to really do more hands-on work with what they do best with the sea turtles?
Precisely, yes. The merger itself has given us the opportunity to expand our reach and focus more on our projects from San Diego to the tip of Baja. Now, even myself as a communications and marketing manager, I'm having the opportunity to go down to the communities, introduce myself, and provide the services that we can offer to them more directly than before.
Let's back up a bit and talk a bit about Pro Peninsula as well, because this began, as you mentioned, in 2001 as conservation outreach to Baja fishermen about endangered sea turtles, but it's really grown since then in some other directions.
Now we probably reach out to more than 20 communities in the Baja area, mostly concentrated on the southern Baja region. And yes, our focal work is mostly with sea turtle conservation because that's what's developed the most in the last 9 years. But we also do a lot of other programs, which are the capacity building and institutional development. This is working with kids, college students, fishermen, researchers, all different types of volunteers, and helping them establish their own groups, their own nonprofits, or giving them the training techniques, either in fishing or researching or sea turtle monitoring. There's a lot of different programs that we offer that either include the sea turtle development side or just general conservation. So that's part of the capacity building. And then we also do Ocean Connectors, which is our local and binational education program. It goes from San Diego to the tip of Baja. We work with different schools from elementary to middle school, teaching them about ocean conservation using the migrating species like the great whale and the sea turtle that passes by San Diego and goes to Baja. So it's a really nice tool to use for kids to get involved in conservation and see that they have like this responsibility as stewards too, and to take care of these species that are our neighbors.
And Rachel, like myself, you went to college in the Buckeye States in Ohio. How did you wind up in California, and how did you wind up coming to do volunteer work with Pro Peninsula?
You know, ever since I was a small child, I've just had this love for the ocean conservation, and particularly whales and sea turtles. I think as a child, I went on vacation to the Atlantic Ocean in South Carolina, and I just fell in love with the ocean there, and I knew I always wanted to live near the ocean, and I'd never been to California, and I wanted to come out and experience the beautiful weather and the Pacific Ocean. And I got involved with Pro Peninsula when I saw a picture of a sea turtle being rescued in the San Diego Bay, and I immediately called and wanted to know how I could get involved.
And Juliana, how did you come to get involved with Pro Peninsula?
For me, it was coincidence. At the time, I was working at ProNatura Mexico in Mexico, D.C. I was working from Seattle at the time, trying to look for something different. And I was considering moving back to San Diego, and it was something I think I found on idealist.org that they were looking for this position that was very similar to what I did in Mexico, and even more appropriate because I grew up here in San Diego and I could use both my binational cultures growing up in Mexico and living here in San Diego. And also it was the whole thing about giving back to Mexico and being able to work in San Diego to provide all these education opportunities and communications and translation for the communities in Mexico.
Yeah, that's one of the things I've always found really interesting and notable about Pro Peninsula is it's a binational organization. It does all this outreach to Baja fishermen. And I mean, there aren't a whole lot of conservation organizations that are working on both sides of the border. I mean, here in Southern California, we've got Pro Peninsula, we've got Wild Coast. When it comes to wildlife, critical wildlife that's at stake, no one's looking at political boundaries. Sea turtles and whales don't really care which side of the border they're on. It's meaningless. And as far as the Wild and Scenic Environmental Film Festival goes, I mean, this is the second year the Pro Peninsula has been involved with this, but it was the brainchild, basically, of the South Yuba River Citizens League. Can you talk about what that organization is and what was their stake in basically creating the Wild and Scenic Environmental Film Festival?
The South Yuba River Citizens League started this film festival in the late 90s for watershed advocacy, and they really wanted to create a common alliance. And since 2004, they've been touring all over the nation. They've hit 90 communities. And that's why we're so honored they're coming to San Diego, and that Pro Peninsula has the honor of hosting it for the second time.
And the South Yuba River, that's in the Sacramento area, sort of northeast of Sacramento, one of the rivers that drains into the Central Valley.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the nuts and bolts of this year's Wild and Scenic Environmental Film Festival. It's gone from, for starters, from one day to 2 days.
Yes, we're so excited. On Tuesday, March 23rd, there's going to be 6 films ranging from sustainable agriculture, rock climbing, climate change, and community activism. And on the 25th, Thursday, there is a community fair, also our feature film called Tapped, which is about the epidemic of bottled water and the environmental consequences involved with that. It's $15 for general admission and $30 for a VIP ticket. And the VIP ticket includes a membership to Pro Peninsula, a t-shirt, a raffle ticket, and also a VIP catered event. And you can actually mingle and meet and speak with the directors of all the films.
So Point Loma Outfitting is one of the major sponsors of this year's Wild and Scenic Environmental Film Festival. How did they come to be involved?
Patagonia is the event sponsor for us, and because they're the local group, they're going through Point Loma Outfitting. Tom Carollers, who runs a Point Loma Outfitting, he's been incredible. He's part of our planning committee. He's hosting this event at his store, and he's paying for catering. I mean, he's been really, really involved. So more so than just being a representative of Patagonia, he's really trying to get involved in this community event.
Tell me about some of the outreach that's been going on to other sponsors for the Wild and Scenic Environmental Film Festival. Do you have any folks coming back from last year?
We do. Even some local nonprofits that wanted to sponsor us last year. Think Blue is going to be involved this year. I think they're even adding a 30-second ad. Move San Diego also was a film sponsor last year, and I think they're appearing this year again. Baja Bound Insurances, they offer insurances to cars going across the border. Their active support is a Pro Peninsula, and they're coming back this year. Tijuana Duty Free, they're friends of Pro Peninsula. They are located on the San Ysidro border on the Tijuana side. They've been active on all of our fundraising events. But we're definitely still looking for sponsors. We have different levels of sponsorships, starting at short film sponsors for the feature films. So it starts from $150 to $500 for the features and for the short films, and then event sponsorships.
And then they can go to the website for that, which is propeninsula.org/wildscenic.
And they can also contact me directly. My email is gigi@propeninsula.org, and I can give them more information about this. The deadline for sponsorships is March 13th to be placed on the printed materials.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the movies that are on tap for this year. What do you guys have?
Well, one of the exciting movies that we're offering is Big River, which is by the filmmakers of King Corn. It's talking about the environmental impact their acre of corn has on the people and the places down the stream.
Their first production was very fun. It was one of the ones that was touring around Wild and Scenic last year, but it wasn't in our directory, but it was one of the most popular ones. So this is kind of their sequel, and it's gotten great reviews, so we're very excited about that one. And that one is debuting on Tuesday. That is sort of our medium-sized feature that we're having on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, we have something similar to what was the favorite last year, the Homegrown Revolution. This year, similar one is Greenhorns, which talks about young farmers and sustainable agriculture and what they can do in their own backyard. One that's gotten really great reviews on the adventure side, climbers are really excited about Samsara.
And then there's a funny little short called Garbage Angels.
One of the fascinating awards that tours within the film festival is called the Brower Youth Awards. They choose 5 or 6 candidates each year that win this award. It's either based on community actives and climate change. There was one kid this year that had done something to create a new source of biofuel. So really great initiatives from kids. And the one that we chose this year that he received, actually, there was 2 films on him this year in the Wild and Scenic Directory, is Alec Lures, and he's from California. He's 15 years old, and he's the youngest kid around that's touring around with the Inconvenient Truth seminar. And he's met Al Gore, and he's created his own nonprofit. I think it's called SLAP, which is Sea Level Awareness Program. And he's very clever. He's created a lot of hype in his near neighborhood, which I think is Ventura, where he grew up in. So we're excited to show something local about some kids that are doing things nearby. And the ones that we've talked about so far are all the Tuesday ones. So on Thursday, we're doing the main feature, which takes up most of the time, which is the Tapped one that Rachel talked about. And we're also doing A Sheltered Sea, which is a great film that this uncovers the journey of the California Marine Life Protection Act. It's a fascinating film.
If you're just joining us, this is Tree Huggers International, broadcast from the studios of KBZT, FM 94.9 in San Diego. I'm Tommy Howe, and we're joined in the studio today by Juliana Schroeder, the Communication and Marketing Manager of Pro Peninsula, and also Rachel Tuck, this year's co-MC of the Wild and Scenic Environmental Film Festival and a longtime volunteer with Pro Peninsula. For more information on the Wild and Scenic Environmental Film Festival, go to www.propeninsula.org/wildscenic. That's www.propeninsula.org/wildscenic. And the root website for Pro Peninsula is www.propeninsula.org. That's propeninsula.org. Phone number also, 619-574-6643. If you have sponsorship questions, you can also reach out to Juliana at gg@propeninsula.org. And you guys also were able to pick a lot of the movies. It wasn't like you're simply sent a slate of movies. You could actually cherry pick the right films for the audience. Can you talk about that?
Last year, we also were able to choose the films. And Wild and Scenic on Tour offers us a directory of films. Last year, it went over 100. And this year, I think it reached about 70. I initially narrowed down through topics. So I wanted to make sure we had something on water resource. I wanted to make sure we had something on community activism and sustainable agriculture. And from that, as a committee, there's like seven of us that took part in choosing the films. We went through all the trailers and decided which ones would fit better. And also through the time limit Wild and Scenic allocates to its touring hosts, they give us 180 minutes. So from that, we were able to choose which ones were best fit.
Pro Peninsula is probably best known for its work with sea turtles and reaching out to Baja fishing communities. That's the reason Pro Peninsula really came into being. But can you talk about some of the current projects and initiatives Pro Peninsula is working on?
So we already talked a little bit about the capacity building, institutional development, and the Ocean Connectors Education Program. But our other new projects that we're focusing on are the Aves Marinas, which is a seabirds initiative that focuses on establishing a relationship between the fisheries and the seabirds. So it's more so an extension of our mission itself, just of strengthening community efforts to protect the environment. So now we're now extending to seabirds, and now it's going to be more the coastal areas too. And this just started out. This is something that we started a couple months ago, and we're working with Bill Henry, who's a renowned scientist in Baja, who's focusing on this. And lastly, something that we've been working on for a year or so, maybe even more, is the LSI Laguna San Ignacio initiative, which is with Steven Schwartz. And that's just one of the primary spots for the gray whales to come reproduce, nurse their baby whales. So that's been around for quite a few years, but now it's been part of a Pro Peninsula project. We've been seeing a lot of success for that. They're actually down in Mexico right now in Laguna San Ignacio, just celebrating how much they've progressed with this and how much they've been able to protect this area.
Anything new with Pro Peninsula's primary mission in protecting sea turtles?
Our primary projects for the sea turtle work is Proyecto Carey, that focuses on hawksbills, and Procahuama, which is the loggerhead project. And Proyecto Carey, it's run by, he lives here in San Diego, Alex Scouts. He actually went all the way from the Sea of Cortez, that part of Baja, to El Salvador. His research went beyond Baja. He's developing this incredible network with other nonprofits and other sea turtle conservation groups. We probably work with like 23 different communities on the Baja region.
And are there new advocacy groups that perhaps weren't there in 2001 that Pro Peninsula is working with now?
Yeah, this is something I found out recently when we were just starting to become a nonprofit. There was only two groups of conservation. So by around 2001, there was probably a couple more. And now that I went to the Grupo Tortuguero, which is the annual Sea Turtle Network reunion that they have every January, I just came back from that. They told us that there was more than 36 groups. So since 99 or since 98 that they had this fact, in the last 10 years, it's grown incredibly. So it's, I think there's 36 different groups that are focusing on sea turtle conservation.
Does Pro Peninsula do a lot of work with the different states on Baja, Baja Norte and Baja Sur?
Our focus on Baja Norte is more so Ensenada and the education portion of our work. And because the southern port is richer in habitat and rich with sea turtles and the gray whales and all of our work, I guess the more the fishing work in the communities are more focused down there, that's where most of our work takes place.
Do you have a pretty good working relationship with the different governments in Baja?
We do. Of the American representations in Baja, Pro Peninsula has a more local standing relationship because of our main focus of working through community members. So we respect the community as almost a local. We don't come in as a foreign nonprofit necessarily.
Ocean Connectors is Pro Peninsula's local education program. Can you talk a little more about where that is right now?
Ocean Connectors is our education program that's run through San Diego to the tip of Baja. Frances Kinney, my coworker, the education and outreach coordinator, she has managed this program incredibly well. She works with kids from third grade all the way to middle school, and she has a letter writing exchange that takes place with schools down in Baja. She takes them down to the Chula Vista Nature Center, even see the sea turtles at the power plant and see them with how the NOAA researchers are taking in the sea turtles and taking in their analysis and monitoring them and measuring them. They get to see all of this and to inspire kids to a different side of science, different side of nature that they've never had the opportunity to encounter. And very few in San Diego have the opportunity to actually go down to see these amazing creatures that live here in San Diego Bay. An exciting part about Ocean Connectors is that this year, Frances expanded the program to include gray whales in the education. So she just started last month through donations from Harbor Excursions to take out kids to see the whales. And that way, with the relationship that we have with the schools down in Laguna San Ignacio and Magdalena Bay, who also have that relationship with the whales, we create that same experience again. So something that the kids can relate to. Incredible responses from the schools. It's a really nice program we can offer, mostly to low-income schools, but we've developed different programs to other schools as well.
How many members of the Pro Peninsula staff are bilingual? Is that a requirement?
I would imagine
it has to be.
Yeah, it's kind of a requirement. We all speak both languages pretty fluently, and Frances is actually going down to Baja for the first time to teach the class herself instead of having somebody else. So she's going to be now going down to Mexico starting this year, teaching the classes in Spanish too.
And are there fishermen or conservation-related folks that Pro Peninsula has dealt with in Baja that are now perhaps not necessarily employees of Pro Peninsula or the Ocean Foundation, but who are a lot more involved than perhaps they were years ago?
Definitely, definitely. We have one of our favorite stories. Grupo Tortuguero, which used to be a program of ours, but as one of our mission states, the Capacity Building Institutional Development, they are now their own nonprofit. We've helped them arrive there. One of their primary employees, Chuy Lucero, he was a fisherman, and not just that, he was a sea turtle poacher. He was really well known in his community to be the most famous fisherman who did the most extreme things, but he wasn't a conservationist at all. And Grupo Tortuguero and Camadine and Chris Pacenti started training him and educating him about the different cause and effects of sea turtle bycatch. And he experienced his first encounter of a green sea turtle or loggerhead nesting. And it was from then on that he became a conservationist. And since then, he is the community representative for Grupo Tortuguero. So he goes out to different communities and teaches how he changed his whole way of being and how he now fishes in a more responsible manner, uses the proper techniques, proper zoning, hooks instead of the gill nets. So he himself is one of our primary advocates for the Grupo Tortuguero group.
And these small innovations, it sounds like, has led to an increase in the native sea turtle population of Baja, or basically back to the levels they were before we had large-scale fishing going on.
Yes, definitely. And this is something that Hoyt Peckham of Procahuama has definitely instilled in the fishermen that he works with.
I think really what inspired me to get involved with ocean conservation was when I visited the Baltimore Aquarium for the very first time. It just opened this whole new door of the underwater world, of the beauty of the ocean and all the marine mammals. And ever since then, that's when I fell in love with them, and I became involved in the ecology club in high school and really did whatever I could do. Back in Ohio, I was involved with helping build trails at the wilds. Any way I could get involved. I've just always loved the environment. And I always, in high school, was the girl writing Save the Whales on everything. And it's just, it's a full circle moment for me because I've always wanted to be involved with Pro Peninsula and the Scripps Institution of Oceanography. And I actually help doing the naturalist whale watching there too. So it's really full circle for me to be involved with such great organizations like Pro Peninsula.
Well, the film festival is happening March 23rd and 25th, and go over one more time the VIP ticket component of the film festival.
General admission is $15, but the VIP tickets are $30, and this is the best deal because you get two nights of film viewing, which also includes the Pro Peninsula membership, which in itself is over $30 value, a free Pro Peninsula t-shirt, and a raffle ticket. And it also includes the most exciting thing, which is the meet and greet with the directors at the Point Loma Outfitting Company.
And the website, again, is propeninsula.org/wildscenic. Hey, what movies are you guys looking forward to seeing?
I really want to watch Tapped. I heard so much talk about it, and it sounds like it's going to be a very, very educational film and something that California needs to jump on.
I agree. And I'm also very, very excited to see a sheltered sea about the California Marine Life Protection Act. I think it's really great for everyone to know what is in our local oceans and our and what we need to do to help protect them.
And the MLPA, this is nothing new. I mean, this was passed back in 1999. So this is not like it just happened.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I mean, this has
correct.
Been building and the research has been going for this for years. ProPeninsula.org/wild scenic. Again, that's ProPeninsula.org/wild scenic. I got to tell you, Juliana, Rachel, great having you guys in. Really good seeing you two again. And I'm looking forward to this year's film festival, 23rd and 25th, Ultrastar Cinemas in San Diego's Mission Valley area. I'm looking forward to it. We will see you then.
Thank you so much for having us, Tommy.
Great. Thanks so much, Tommy.
That's going to wrap things up for this week's edition of Tree Huggers International. Thanks once again to Juliana Schroeder and Rachel Tuck from Pro Peninsula for stopping by and talking with us about this year's Wild and Scenic Environmental Film Festival. Again, that's going to be happening at the Ultrastar Cinemas in San Diego's Mission Valley, March 23rd and March 25th. Now, there's different movies being screened both nights. You can go to propeninsula.org/wildscenic for a schedule of films. It's $15 for each night. If you want to buy those tickets in advance, it's $25 for two nights. You can also get those VIP passes for $30 for one night or $50 for our VIP pass for both nights. Again, that's March 23rd and March 25th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Ultrastar Cinemas in Mission Valley. All the information you need for this year's Wild and Scenic Environmental Film Festival can be found at propeninsula.org/wildscenic. That's propeninsula.org/wildscenic. Also, the root website for Pro Peninsula is www.propeninsula.org. Phone number for Pro Peninsula is 619-574-6643. That's 619-574-6643. And sponsorship opportunities are still available for this year's Wild and Scenic Environmental Film Festival. For more information, you can also email Juliana at GIGI. That's her email address. GIGI@propeninsula.org. The opinions and views expressed on Tree Huggers International do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of FM 94.9 or Lincoln Financial Media. And as producer, I am solely responsible for this program's content. Questions, complaints, concerns, compliments, you can go ahead and email me at tommy@fm949sd.com. For more information on Tree Huggers International and to hear previous editions of the show, go to the newly relaunched Tree Huggers International website at www.treehuggersintl.com. That's treehuggersintl.com. You can also link to the Tree Huggers International website from the FM 94.9 website. That's www.fm949sd.com. This is Tommy Howe for Tree Huggers International from the studios of KBZT FM 94.9 in San Diego. We'll be back same time next Sunday morning with another take on natural science and environmental affairs as we continue our mission to preserve parks, wildlands, and special places on Tree Huggers International. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and be well.